Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm Rick McCann, your host, and this is a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. Today, we're going to be focusing on a subject that I've talked about quite a few times over the last few years, and that is how we need to look at private security differently, and how some companies already have, as they combine technology with uniform security. And we'll talk about how that's working for several companies, as well as two different news articles appearing this past week in professional magazines talking about this very subject, something that I've talked about now for a number of years, and we are promoting through Private Officer and other companies how to do security better and how technology will and is playing a big part in really this new way of doing business, this new direction that security is going in. Of course, we have a lot of breaking news. We do have, sadly, an officer down, killed in the line of duty to report as well. And we'll be talking about upcoming training, including the free online virtual police academy, 15 weeks. Anyone, anywhere can take it. You don't have to be a member of Private Officer or a current or former student of Armor College. Anybody is welcome to take it, and you still have an opportunity to register for this. The class will begin on Tuesday, March the 5th. And talking about March is going to be an exciting month because we already have several events scheduled, including some scenario-based motor vehicle stops, how to take someone into custody safely, officer safety training happening in Virginia and in North Carolina. And this is directed at private law enforcement and armed security. And so this is going to be exciting because it's free. In one situation, it's being sponsored by a business, and they've opened their doors to anyone who is currently licensed as a armed security officer or private law enforcement. And we'll be talking more about that in the upcoming weeks, how to register for that. Again, that's going to be held in Virginia and in North Carolina, Chantilly, Virginia, and Charlotte Metro, North Carolina. So that's very exciting. We also have some private law enforcement classes coming up. This is going to occur in D.C. and Virginia. And to be part of any of this, send us an email, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. And also, many of you have dropped your newsletters, and that was just a terrible thing because that's how we broadcast. That's how we communicate with all of our followers, members, students. And I understand maybe some of you could not afford that $99 a year, but we've brought the price down to $29. It's not going to last for long, but, you know, sign up for it. If you need to have that link sent to you, just contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We have a whole lot going on. One of the other trainings that's being made available to security and law enforcement firefighters, a tactical advanced course, will be sponsored coming up in June. And if you're an EMT, EMT advanced, or paramedic, firefighter or law enforcement, this is definitely for you. It's normally a $500 course. We'll be offering it in conjunction with the school that's going to be doing the instructing, the teaching, for just $199. So if you're an EMT, law enforcement, firefighter, this is going to really be another tool in the toolbox and definitely help you in these situations that unfortunately are occurring all too often. And we're also going to be giving away free a Stop the Bleed course, live and in person, scenario-based, and they'll be available in several locations, including at this tactical EMS course that's coming up. We have a lot to talk about today, a lot of stuff that is very concerning and extremely urgent. And when I come back from the first break, I want to talk about one of the news articles that appeared just this past week and how it just was preaching to the choir. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Found out late on Sunday that a security officer was killed on duty, and we're trying to find out more details and as well as the name of that officer, and if we can get that before the end of this radio program, we'll announce all the details that we have collected. And if not, we'll be publishing that out in our newsletters and on social media. For those of you who are still receiving those, you'll be some of the first to get that information. A news article that posted in a magazine this weekend was exactly what I've been talking about for a number of years. I've actually talked about the value of drones, and people laugh. They're like, what do we need drones for? Okay, maybe oversight in a, you know, an outdoor event, a concert, something of that nature, but well, drones are becoming part of the everyday law enforcement world, and some private securities companies and private law enforcement are beginning to use those. We are putting together a drone unit ourselves, with our private police force in Virginia and D.C. And we know that this is going to be just another great tool to have. A magazine called Tech Eris. You may be familiar with it if you're a techie. I'm certainly not a techie, but I'm having to learn over the last 10 years or so how to be a techie. But they did an article. Martin Banks was talking about artificial intelligence and business tech and how some of that and more is now playing into the security industry, private security guard industry, and how it has transformed. Many security companies has transformed the way that they do business, and this is not some sci-fi pie-in-the-sky thing, as I've mentioned before. We're going to talk about this at the bottom of this radio program hour, but it just really hit home. It was like, wow, I've been saying this, but now somebody else is saying this. And it was really just affirmation that, yeah, I'm right on spot. I'm right. Someone told me once I was ahead of my time because I've always was one step ahead of what the security industry and, alarm businesses were doing. And I've always kind of been that way. But to see other businesses using it and to see news magazines writing about it, well, that's just, affirmation. It was just pretty cool. We have a lot of things that we need to talk about in our changing security world. We need to rethink how to provide security. In recent months, we've taken a hard look here at Private Officer International at the number of injuries and deaths that have occurred, and we've talked about this previously, and how the majority of them continue to be security officers unarmed. Now, we've noticed in the last 3 years that these injuries and deaths of unarmed officers can also include private police officers because some private law enforcement officers are not armed. And recently, a hotel security officer who was a special police officer in Washington, D.C., was assaulted very bad, is going to survive, but he was unarmed. He was a commissioned police officer in the District of Columbia. He had the required training. He had the commission. He had some, probably weapons, handcuffs, but he didn't have a gun. Across the country, there are over 30 some odd states that allow private police, special police, company police, peace officers to be commissioned. And while they're working, many of them in the security industry, they are private police, generally speaking on the property where they are working, but in some areas, they also have authority within a wider jurisdiction. So to see them being injured now on a regular basis, just like contract security, it's pretty concerning. I don't think that any one with law enforcement authority should be unarmed. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. No other police force would put their officers on the street in the U.S. anyways, unarmed. And I don't think that for the majority of the contracts and assignments of private security that they should be unarmed anymore either. Unless they're in a bulletproof, bullet-resistant cubicle, gatehouse where unless it's an explosive or a tank, they're not going to be harmed, then I think for the majority of those wearing a uniform and enforcing the rules and regulations and the laws, that they should be armed. I don't think that companies can consider the bottom line first anymore. They really should never have, but unfortunately they did. We really need to be considering life over profit. Life over profit. Isn't that, I mean, that's just makes the most common sense. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot to talk about. I want to get to these news articles. I want to talk about the topic of the day, which is combining technology with uniform security. The new direction that private security is going in and will have to go in order to provide a better and safer service. You're listening to the Private Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Distracted driving is dangerous, but some people just can't seem to help themselves. There's the steering wheel proper, the sneak a peeker, the fast roller, the nightlighter. And it's not long until they become the thunderbenderer, the got-a-ticketer, the veering off the road, the driver who kills someone. Enough with the phones already. Just put them down.
This morning, we do have some breaking news, as always, to bring you, and that includes the unfortunate death of two Minnesota police officers and a paramedic, all killed during a situation in Burnsville, Minnesota. Police officer Paul Elmstrand, 27 years old, 5 years on the job, was shot and killed while responding to a domestic incident. Police say his partner, police officer Matthew Roach, also 27, with 4 years on the department, was also killed, as was a firefighter paramedic during that incident. More than 30 fatal shootings by private security in the last 6 weeks. That's five a week. Each year, these numbers continue to climb. In some cases, it's a lack of training. In other cases, it's justified. As we continue to see this type of use of force and the necessity of the use of force by both security and private law enforcement, it is without question the reason for more training, officer safety training, use of force training, and we'll keep preaching and hammering away until states and employers realize it. A Norwegian Cruise Line's security guard has been sued while working as a contract security officer out of Florida on a cruise ship. The security officer is accused of sexually assaulting a passenger. That passenger has sued the cruise line and the security company, and we'll be following that, and we'll let you know the results. Two Colorado University students were found dead. Police investigating in Colorado Springs say that campus security and campus police responded initially at 6 a.m. over the weekend at a dorm on campus. Now they've classified both of those as homicides. It remains under investigation. City and university police in Berkeley used less than lethal projectile weapons and tasers to subdue a man with a sickle. He was threatening students on campus. Police responded. They used what's called an FN-303 launcher and a 40-millimeter launcher to hit him with a number of different less lethal projectiles, and eventually it worked, and they took him into custody. This is one of those less lethal options that many security personnel do not have, and that's why they often go to the only option they have, which is a firearm. Speaking of firearms, in Washington, D.C., a special police officer wounded a 14-year-old who was involved over the midweek area of last week in D.C. with an incident. According to Washington, D.C. police, a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old was involved in some type of robbery, fled in a vehicle almost striking the special police officer, and that's when gunshots rang out. The 14-year-old was later located at a hospital, according to the D.C. police spokesman, Tom Lynch. That special police officer falls under the same guidelines as all D.C. police officers and will be investigated by Internal Affairs. Loss prevention and a number of Southern California law enforcement agencies worked together to bust an $8 million retail theft operation. Police agencies in Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, Napa, Santa Clara, San Mateo, Solano, Sonoma, and multiple LP agents all worked hand in hand to crack this $8 million ring. They say that they were stealing beauty supplies and products from several retailers in more than 21 counties. The investigation continues. A San Antonio mall security officer is being credited with detaining a drunk driver after he crashed through the mall and was driving into the mall. The security officers were able to stop the vehicle and subdue and detain the driver at the Shops at River Center last Monday. Police say several people were injured, but thankfully security prevented it from being any worse. Several perpetrators in Honolulu that were arrested several years ago in the beating death of a security officer has now been released. The retrial verdict had been announced for the two defendants previously convicted of assaulting a hotel security officer in 2018, resulting in severe injuries that left that security officer paralyzed. The two have now been released, although they were originally sentenced to life sentences. A man in Las Vegas is in custody after assaulting store security during a robbery at a Walmart. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police say that Bryce Hanna, the suspect, was not only shoplifting, but used force, injuring a security officer. Police were able to find him and get him in custody. He faces burglary, robbery, false imprisonment, evading officers, obstruction, possession and control of drug paraphernalia, DUI, duty to stop at an accident, which he was involved in. He failed to give or render aid. He disobeyed a police officer. He's been charged with resisting. He's currently being held without bond. Another line of duty death of a law enforcement officer, Deputy Sheriff Robert Lennard in Meigs County, Tennessee. His vehicle went off the road into the Tennessee River while transporting a prisoner. It was dark, rainy, foggy, and he unfortunately lost his way. It took several days for rescuers to recover. In Rising Sun, Indiana, the small-town police department has voted to disband. They say that it would be better to merge with the sheriff's office. The city will pay the agency $885,000 to cover salaries, gear, and health insurance through the sheriff's department. And this is not the only police department that has done that in recent years. A man accused of shooting security has been arrested in San Antonio. Moses Adam Mata, charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in a shootout that occurred outside of a nightclub there. This is a story that everyone should be celebrating, but unfortunately many students, parents, and some faculty of New York City public schools are not. Recently, New York City school safety officers, which are employees of NYPD, around 4,100 of them, received body armor. It was something that had been promised for years, but now 3,000 of them have been issued. The other 1,100 will be issued in upcoming weeks. But some parents say they're not happy. They say the children used to hug on the safety officers, but now the vests get in the way and it makes them look too much like military. It takes away the softness of the safety officers. With very little concern about the safety officer's own life, they're more concerned about looks and feelings. The safety officers, by the way, are not armed. Atlanta Police is the latest police agency to roll out a civilian division. The Atlanta Police rolled out a new division, community service. They'll respond to non-emergency calls, some mental health crises, and other issues that do not need police assistance. They'll work for Atlanta PD. They'll be under them. They've been trained by them. They'll help to direct traffic, respond to non-injury accidents, take reports, and so on and so forth, like many police departments are doing to help alleviate the staffing situation. Two off-duty police officers who were working security and fatally shot two men outside of an Omaha, Nebraska nightclub will not be prosecuted. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein said that he reviewed all of the video witness statements and the police officer's own statements and said it was a reasonable use of force in that situation. This is actually the second time that off-duty police officers in recent weeks have not been charged after fatal shooting incidents. We told you a couple of weeks ago about a security officer who used to be a police officer in Dayton, Ohio, had been targeted when he came out of the nightclub that he was working security and entered his vehicle. Someone walked up and shot and killed him. Now, 25-year-old Shaking Jones has been charged in that murder. If you remember, I told you the sheriff of Montgomery County, which is Dayton, Ohio, said that it looked like a killing that was a targeted killing. It was intentional, and that someone had been tracking this off-duty former police officer, and he was right. Jones is charged with murder and drug charges and is in the jail. An ex-security director in Chicago is suing after she says that she was fired after she wouldn't go along with false security billing scheme. They wanted to bill for services not rendered. Now she's filed a lawsuit. Pamela Harris says that it was nothing to do with her actual work. Allied Universal Security is also named in a lawsuit regarding this. A sad situation occurred this past week in Alabama. In Fultondale, Alabama, just north of Birmingham, There was a police training going on, a police session involving multiple agencies. During a break of the training, a police officer left and committed suicide in his vehicle. No one knows or understands why. They did not release the name of the officer. Sad, sad situation. In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, a hospital security officer received a concussion during an assault. This happened, they say, at 3:25 on January 30th. A patient has been arrested for felony assault. And according to the news, the security officer is doing just fine at this time. Another employee of a county sheriff's office committed suicide last week in Kingston, New York. The employee, also not identified, killed himself at the sheriff's office. A security officer in Philadelphia has been found with multiple gunshots outside of a vehicle while on duty. The 36-year-old man was shot multiple times in the head, chest, and arm, and is in grave condition. The last time that we checked, if we get any updates, we'll bring it to you. According to Philadelphia police, the investigation is continuing. High school employees and security save a sophomore after his heart stopped beating. According to the report, it happened just before Christmas vacation in North Brunswick Township. Authorities say they responded to the call for help at the high school. An SRO and other employees already were performing CPR and using AED and was able to stop the heart attack and save that person. Berkeley, California police are investigating an assault by a security officer. Police officers responded to the 2500 block of Telegraph Avenue. An assault was reported at a business. A uniformed armed security officer was a suspect. He's wanted currently for aggravated assault. No word as to whether or not he has been taken into custody. McKeesport, Pennsylvania, after much discussion last year and early this year, has decided to go ahead and add armed security officers to their schools. Many schools are once again bringing back SROs and armed security. At the Fashion Valley Mall, this is in San Diego, police say that a man was able to break into the mall that was currently being patrolled by at least two security officers and video, and then break into a jewelry store and steal tens of thousands of dollars before an alarm went off and the mall security officers responded. Nobody has been arrested in that incident. Sergeant Nevada Krinke of the Sheridan, Wyoming Police Department was killed in the line of duty. According to the report, he was shot to death while he was issuing a trespass warning. In Toledo, a security officer was stabbed there after trying to eject someone from a business. The 32-year-old man is in custody. The security agent is in stable condition. In L.A., a security officer shot and killed a Home Depot theft suspect. This after he jumped into a vehicle and began trying to flee but hit several people in the parking lot. The security officer fired several rounds, killing the man. The security officer was taken into custody. He's currently under investigation at this time. As far as we know, no charges have been filed. A security officer in Washington, D.C. shot a man during an armed robbery at a Walgreens. A special police officer wounded the man after he attempted to steal merchandise and flee. He assaulted that special police officer, and that's when gunshots were fired That special police officer is under investigation by the Washington, D.C. Internal Affairs Department, which is standard protocol. When you see news happening, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Read our news day or night at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com or on social media at Facebook/Private Officer or Twitter.com/Private Officer. We'll take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk about technology, uniform security, and how we have to begin working together, applying all of this technology, and how two different magazines say it's the only way to really provide the overall best services for the client and the safety of the officer. We'll be right back.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vest or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. And before the break, we were talking about technology. I did want to mention that our production assistant just checked to see if there was any word on that deceased security officer, and at this time, we haven't been able to locate any further details than what we've already had, which unfortunately is often the case. A small news article will come out saying that a security officer was killed, but not really reveal all the details or even what happened, and most times not even the name, unless it was released in a media release by the police department, and that unfortunately does not happen very often, so we're often left in the blind. Remember, you can read all of our news every single day. If you don't want to receive the newsletter, you can still go to privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook/Private Officer and Twitter.com/Private Officer. TechEras magazine did an article this past week about the security industry transforming by the use of 6 different technologies. And, you know, after looking and reading, the security industry has used some of this tech for quite some time. Other tech is new, and there's still other tech yet to be adopted more regularly by contract security. One of the technologies that this news article pointed out was geofencing and GPS tracking. Something that I have preached about, recommended, taught on, and just overall tried to show contract security and even private law enforcement the advantages. Geofencing is done by some of these platforms that you can subscribe to, kind of the updated version of the detect clock, but in a digital, virtual way, where all of your security staff can log in when they're on duty, log out, and even when they're making patrols, they can also log in each stop, whether that be internally at a business or on a mobile patrol. Everything is GPS stamped, so you can verify that the security officer is not only on duty but also making their rounds and patrols, going to the checkpoints that they're supposed to, whether that's hourly, half hour, or several times a shift. Geofencing and GPS tracking also validates that the job has been done in case there's any question later on down the road, or an insurance matter comes up, there's been a fire or a burglary or a theft. This definitely documents the fact that the security officer was doing the patrols and the rounds and doing so in a timely fashion as contracted. There are also wearable trackers or GPS, which really helps in the safety of these officers in the field. They can be tracked in real time, guaranteeing the well-being of that security officer, and also that enables a quick response in any emergency. GPS technology has been around for a long time. Obviously, everyone's using it. Trucking companies, utility companies, companies of any size have it on their vehicles. You can take the GPS technology, pair it with the geofencing, and it establishes that virtual boundary so that if the security officer was to leave that area, it would send you an alert on your phone or at your dispatch center. Geofencing also adds an extra layer of security by automatically notifying the security officers themselves who's on duty when someone's entered a predefined zone, and they can respond to it immediately. And this is enhanced even more when you have a mobile patrol service. Considering right now that law enforcement, the manpower is down by more than 20%. Well, a new statistic came out a couple of weeks ago that says private security industry is going to increase by 15% between 2023, last year, and 2030. The more technology that we can add, the better it's going to be for the purpose of providing better security service, but also for protecting our staff. Some people look at it in the negative, but the true fact is there are more positives than negatives, just like many people in the security industry today do not want to use any type of body camera. No dash camera for the vehicle. We don't want any video surveillance. We don't, and the whole reason is they don't want it to be used against them. And that was the same mindset of law enforcement not too long ago. But they now realize it does better for them and it protects them. Of course, if you're doing things that you shouldn't be, if you're doing things wrong and you know it, of course, yes, it's not going to look too good for you. But we need to accept technology today, and we need to be using it. Another item that security companies have begun using more is what's called ACS, and that's a form of access control. And with that advanced technology, access control systems can provide a much better enhanced security measure for property. It really has become the first line of defense. Motion detectors, cameras that are triggered with motion detector that begins to follow virtually that person who's broken that barrier. Heat sensor type cameras that again detect heat and automatically turn on and begin tracking from one camera to the other the movement of that heat signature. Modern ACS really includes a large range of security measures that can control entryways, gateways, any type of doors, doors on the roof, emergency exit doors, control barricades, and even control bollards, which are those round steel posts that many high-risk companies put in front of their business so you can't drive into their building. Everything can be put on a loop system where security officers are made aware of right away when somebody has breached that area. Technology, 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 and we have to accept it. In addition to these advanced perimeter type security methods, we have to really accept and garner the video technology. Video, like I just said, is high resolution. It includes AI, artificial intelligence. It captures things in real time and sends you the alert in real time. I've talked about the real-time crime center that we have put together. We'll continue to talk about that in upcoming weeks as it comes online. But with this advanced video technology, it really does the job for you. And even when a company doesn't have physical security, many are now including, as part of their security program, these enhanced motion sensors, video cameras that track movement throughout their property. Many are monitored in real time. By employing intelligent heat and motion sensing cameras, you can stop people from breaking in. You can apprehend. You can deter. You can, investigate quicker. These cameras that we're talking about are designed to detect any suspicious activity, any motion, any heat from anybody that would probably not be noticed by a human security force or, anyone else on the property. This is just another tool in the toolbox that helps advance security methods. And many companies are deploying them right now. Drones, I talked about a moment ago, have become really an essential tool in the field of security, not only for exterior use, but also some companies use them internally in large warehouses. Recently, I saw a video where a security company used them to take down unauthorized drones on private property. Drones that were taking video, unauthorized. There's a company in California called Covered 6. You can go to their website, and they'll show you how they're using not one drone, but a whole force of drones to provide a different type of security. These devices provide a bird's eye view. They can track people, they can follow people, they can monitor areas, events. They can even track criminals who escape. Some police departments across the country have begun deploying them in police cars so that when someone runs, you know, they may not have a helicopter. They may not be able to afford a helicopter, but they can afford a couple of thousand dollars for one of the most advanced drones, and they can do the same job as a helicopter. Many of them have heat sensors on them. They can pick up a heat signature, which helps, you know, when you're tracking someone at night, especially to see where they're located. There's so many different aspects to technologies that private security is starting to understand the importance of tying them in with physical security. I'm going to take another break. When I come back, I got a lot more to say about this and why it's important for you to start adapting it and understanding the value. We'll be right back.
Armor College, a public safety institute. We train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute.
Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933.
Combining physical and electronic and digital security systems, making them a unified system, is advantageous these days. Even when you only have one security officer, or especially when you only have one security officer on the premise, now you can really turn that unified digital system into a force multiplier. Security systems have evolved. I mean, it's not like the old days. I've owned an alarm company. I can remember even back in the 70s how security alarm systems were used. They were minimal. Today, much different. You can incorporate so many different aspects of digital systems, alarms, video monitoring, video surveillance, access control, all sorts of smart AI advanced technology. I've talked about us using automatic license plate recognition, point of sale digital information, transaction management systems for retail and other businesses. All of these can tie in to our system, which helps us to better protect and also to conduct investigations when necessary. Centralizing everything that we possibly can is a win-win-win situation. And like I said, some private security companies are taking advantage of it. With all the tech breakthroughs, technology is increasing how we can do our business, how we can better provide a service, how we can instantaneously know what's happening even if we're not on the property, even when we're not there. I just recently, within the last week and a half, watched a real-time crime center video. It was talking about a crime, a shooting actually, occurring. It was in Florida overnight. And they didn't have a 24-hour real-time crime center. They had just began putting it together. But they were able to call their techs, call their real crime tech people at home. And they were able to pull up all of the cameras available in the city from home and began tracking those cameras. And within a matter of 15 to 30 minutes or less, they spotted the suspect vehicle. And they were able to notify law enforcement that they had just gotten onto an interstate. Police were able to catch up with them, stop the vehicle, and arrest the suspects that were involved in that shooting caper. This is technology. This is the realism of what technology and AI and the digital world can do for security and for law enforcement. I don't know why. But oftentimes we push against things that we're not familiar with or against change. GPS tracking, panic buttons, security officers should be carrying those. I've mentioned it for at least 15 years on the radio program. And by the way, we are fast closing in on over 1,000 radio shows. I have several other radio shows that I do, and it's exciting to see the number of folks listening. But getting back to the subject at hand, panic buttons is something that security officers should have. GPS equipped panic buttons when something happens, just like on the police radios. You can hit the orange button on the top, and that immediately sends a signal to dispatch that you're in trouble. Having monitored surveillance cameras at all of our clients, that's so important, but people don't see it. Many times you can attract people who want to work in the digital world, in the surveillance world, much quicker than uniform security. We need to have, obviously, better trained officers. Security is going into a different direction, a different realm that never, ever has crossed over. We need to arm our officers. We need to better supervise them, better train them. And here is another topic that was brought up again in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and that is stop these single-man posts. Stop having one person on the assignment. I know it's going to be more expensive. I know many clients won't go for it. But if you want to save lives, if you want to stop all of these injuries, we need to double up, especially in the high-risk assignments. We need to wear body armor. Again, this is something that many security owners push back on. And that's unfortunate because it's necessary. It's more about officer safety and being able to prevent these injuries and deaths. It's more about providing a better service to our customer. Many different types of companies in recent years are changing their model. They're providing a business for their customers and charging what they believe is a fair price. And that's what we need to do. I just talked with someone last week and told them I never in my security businesses have taken a bid. Only twice in the earlier years did I present a bid to a state because I knew that they only took the lowest bid. And I did not want to compete with that type of company. I know what our service is worth. I know what my people are worth. And therefore, we need to be paid for providing a better level of service. And of course, we'll get a better level of employee, hopefully. In the upcoming weeks, months, and years, we will have to continue talking about technology. We will have to continue talking about enhancing security and how it's changing. I've mentioned on this program and elsewhere for many years that law enforcement went through an evolution, and now they're going through another evolution. Earlier on, they had to evolve from just providing brute force policing to providing community policing. And now, again, they're having to reduce the level of policing, and many areas only want them to enforce certain laws. Things are always changing, and if you're not changing, then you're going backwards. Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember the upcoming online virtual police academy, 15 weeks. Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you want to register, and right now we have lifetime membership with a free online 12-week course, just $99. Go to privateofficer.org and click on that button that says specials and sign up today, or contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That's going to do it for this week's radio program. Thanks for being with us. Send this copy out to your friends, your coworkers. Let them know that we're making the difference in the contract security and private law enforcement industry. Until the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and hope to see you back here on the radio.